Matt Roskridge is with us to talk about the recession and the banking inquiry. Now, Professor Roskridge is from Massey University's Business School. With our country now technically in a recession and the cost of borrowing continue to rise, the cost of living is more than ever in the spotlight. Perhaps bringing some relief, the government's announced a Commerce Commission inquiry into the banking sector. Matt Tenakwe, thank you for joining us on the show again. Matt, kia ora.
Yeah, kia ora, morena.
Morena. Thanks, Matt, for your time. Look, a drop in GDP in the March quarter now puts our country's economy into a recession by the slimmest of margins. But a lot of our people don't understand the impact of GDP, etc. They're more worried about what they've got in their kick and how much they've got to spend on Kyle, the like, power. You know, these are difficult times. And so this talk of a Commerce Commission inquiry into the banking sector, how important is it and how appropriate the timing?
Yeah, so the Commerce Commission one, that's a look, it's hard to not feel a little tiny bit jaded about these Commerce Commission inquiries. We've had a few now. We've had supermarkets, we've had petrol stations, there was another couple too that they announced, market and market reports. And they take a long time, they cost a bit of money, and they haven't really delivered the sort of results that I think might have been hoped for or promised. In the long term, they are really important. It's important we know where competition isn't working, where firms are making more profit than they should because they have more market power, the ability to set prices wherever they want. And so it's important that we know that, and it's important that we try and to break down, find regulation or find other companies to come in and put in some competition and take away some of that power from these big corporations. But these tools are slow. They don't deliver quick fixes. And it's an important thing to do, but we definitely, I don't think, should be hoping for a big change in the banking sector as a result of this, certainly anytime soon.
Buy Kiwi for Kiwi, buy Māori for Māori. You've looked at the Māori economics model. I haven't heard anyone saying, hey, if you're Māori, how about investing in companies that that return dividends to Māori organisations or the like? Kiwi Bank looms as an alternative to the foreign-owned trading banks who have received the lion's share of all of the action, certainly in recent times. Matt, are you with one of those big five, or is there a smarter way for us to invest?
I was way back. Yeah, way back in the day, I had my first bank account was with, I think, Postbank. We used to get the little books, and you take 10 cents along to school, and they'd write it in your little book, and it would go into a bank account. And that got sold to National, and National got sold to ANZ. So now I'm with ANZ because I've never changed from my original post bank when I was 5 years old.
So you're happy that the profits that they've enjoyed and they're enjoying plenty are going offshore? That's what I'm getting at here. Do we need to really?
I think we, like a lot of people, we just changing banks always seems like a lot of work, and it's not clear what the benefit is. Some of us work through, if you've got a mortgage, you might have worked through a broker, and you might find that you're with a smaller bank or a local bank. But no, I definitely agree that the Kiwi Bank's really, I mean, it came in with a hiss and a roar and a big splash, and they've got a $120 million investment fund now where they're looking at investing in Māori businesses, if I remember correctly. So like they're really, they're trying to be nationally relevant. They're I think they're really trying to improve their banking practices and investment into Māori firms, the Māori economy. But for some reason, they haven't. I mean, in a place where there's $7 billion worth of profit floating around, and there seems to be all this lack of competition. You're dead right. Kiwi Bank's really struggled to keep growing and to keep momentum up from the initial investment. Whether that's just a lack of government attention to, it's been happy with the returns it's making and it hasn't sought to prioritise expanding. Kiwi Bank, it's hard to know.
Well, look, we're all in the mix. They're going to do an inquiry into the banking sector, and we can see that billions are being siphoned off and fueling growth in particularly Australia, where many of them are owned. But even so, we're in a recession, and sometimes these economic terms don't sort of marry up with our street lingo. GDP rises, you know, recessionary influences, the list goes on. I mean, you understand it, Matt. You've studied it. But for most of us, it just, you know, we're worried about how much money we've got in the bank and how much we can spend each week on our kids. So how can we break this down so it's more real? And yes, we're in a recession. When are we going to come out of it, Matt?
Yeah, look, I mean, the recession, for most people, the recession's nothing at this stage to worry too much about. There's every chance that, because as they get more information through, quite often they adjust our GDP, and so we might even be adjusted out of this one. There couldn't be a slimmer margin that you were put into a recession by. So that's not the bit that, at this stage, worries me. We have to keep an eye on what's going on overseas because, God, we're vulnerable to what happens outside of our shores. But this, I think what we need to really keep an eye on is unemployment. So we're seeing a big increase in the number of news stories around redundancies, around change proposals. I think we need to, it's unemployment that probably is, I mean, it certainly has a disproportionate impact on Māori. We're usually made unemployed at about twice the rate of non-Māori when things start to go south. So, yeah, that's the bit that for everyday whānau I'd be keeping a closer eye on is those unemployment figures. For the GDP, for the recession stuff, it's important if you own a business and you're starting to think about, you know, am I going to have customers? What are my customers going to be wanting to buy? In a recession, people are usually looking to spend less money and to buy more. So you might sell more mince and less steak, those sorts of, that's the classic example. So people change the sorts of things they spend money on. So certainly for our business owners listening, that's something to think about. With the recession coming in, is that people are likely going to be wanting to change how they spend their money.
Tēnā koe, when is this, is it underway already, this review into banks? I mean, I'm not expecting too much from it, bar the fact that we'll be reminded how much money is actually going offshore through our own banking, but I guess you wouldn't advise putting your dosh under your mattress. Do you think the whānau is going to see relief from debt repayments as a result of the inquiry?
Relief from debt repayments. Honestly, no, I don't think it's going to make a huge difference. Probably the biggest thing that's going to help with some of the debt is going into recession puts increases the likelihood that the Reserve Bank's not going to increase the cash rate, so they're not going to raise the cost of borrowing anymore. So I think we're unlikely to see the big rises in interest rates that we've seen so far. So they're probably at about as high as, I mean, you never say never, but I'm hoping they're about as high as they're going to go. They're not going to go too much further up.
We're in the sixes or something, aren't we? Around that at the moment?
I just saw mine change. Did it change to 6.8? I don't know. I get, they send letters.
Yeah, well,
I open the.
Those of us old enough remember 18s and some older than that, 27s. I mean, we've been through some crazy
interest rate. It wasn't that long ago, but I mean, you've got now we've got people, and you know, in their 18s, 20s that I don't think they're really paying too much attention in the 2008 financial crisis, let alone the late 80s, early 90s, where they got up around 20%, I think, some of the interest rates.
Well, look, it's good. It's neat having a touchstone with you, Matt. I hope we can you'll allow us to talk again, because I recognise the experience you've got in this sector, and we haven't got too many Māori work in this sort of economics
kaupapa. There's more and more coming through. There's some amazing people in the banks who are Māori really doing some good stuff. Kiwi Bank's got a couple for sure.
Tēnā koe, Matt. Good catching up with you again. Thanks very much for your kōrero today, Ngami.
Yeah, no worries.
Tēnā koe. That's Matt Roskridge, Professor.